3, 2, 1. Come on, round 4. Here we go. This is it.
I'm in the middle of a workout led by a veteran support group called Merging Vets and Players, or MVP. There's over 60 former service members, mostly combat veterans, doing high knees, dropping down to do push-ups, then
squat or jump squat.
But we're not in a gym together. Veterans are working out virtually on a giant Zoom call in their bedrooms, their living rooms. I'm watching one guy swinging his boxing gloves in his backyard.
We're going to build off that 2-3-2 combo.
After a half hour, the workout ends and it turns into a group conversation.
This is where we can open up. There's all sorts of fighters here.
This is similar to what this group did in person. They'd hit the gym and swap stories of their time in the service. But now the conversation has shifted to the fears and concerns about getting through the COVID-19 crisis. Former Marine Elliot Ruiz says his wife had a COVID-19 scare after just having a baby. They were running low on water and diapers until Ruiz mentioned it to the group last week.
An hour later, I just saw a guy masked up, ring my bell, drop off a couple cases of water, a couple packs of diapers, and just run off into the night.
An Army veteran named Greg is also on this call. Greg's in L.A. trying to make it as an actor, so we agreed not to use his last name. He moved out of a transitional housing program for veterans in Hollywood just as COVID-19 forced people to stay indoors.
It was kind of a very stressful time to move out. I stayed there for a long time.
Greg is nearly 2 years sober and before COVID-19 regularly attended 12-step recovery groups with other veterans to stay on track. They've managed to move online, so for now he's not skipping meetings. But I joined one of Greg's virtual recovery meetings and saw people on the call from places like New York and Washington State. Greg says that's one upside of being online.
It's been a real blessing. We've been able to identify recovery communities that are thriving across the U.S.
In total, he's plugged into about 5 support groups a week online. But some problems are too big for a support group to solve. Jacob Toops is the executive director of MVP. The organization surveyed its members in late March as the COVID crisis started to hit home.
38% of them have lost child care support. 35% of them have lost their jobs at that point.
Toop says there's also been a drastic increase in veterans reaching out for mental health support services. He says many avenues for help are overwhelmed or have collapsed due to the virus.
Our program staff are now on the phone all the time, every day, trying to get them connected to the resources.
Toop says right now it feels like everyone is just trying to put their own oxygen mask on. And what he's most nervous about is that people aren't thinking about what's going to happen in 6 or 8 months, when businesses might be open, but the problems will still linger. In Los Angeles, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.